everybody. We're the Four Fab Fatties. And I'm Allie.
I'm Alyssa.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Maria.
And we hate trolls. But like, we love you. We love you. Raise your hand if you've ever been personally victimized by the internet.
And what a week it's been.
And what a week it has been, ladies and gentlemen. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. What we don't want to do is give these people any more attention than they bring upon themselves and their little incel armies. But what we will do is admit that we are human beings, mm-hmm. and that we have feelings. And we're going to discuss our feelings. All right, Rebecca.
I hate feelings.
She hates feelings.
We're aware. We're fully aware. Rebecca won't go to therapy. But this is Rebecca's therapy. So we have feelings. And fat girls are allowed to have feelings. I don't know if you're aware of that. But we're allowed to have feelings. We're allowed to have emotions because, again, newsflash, we are also human beings. So I don't know if you can tell, but there is quite a level of rage to my voice. I feel like my co-stars will also be joining me in that.
She called me a star.
You are a star, baby. You are a star. But yeah, so since we've started our podcast, we since we put out a little lighthearted 30-second little reel, TikTok.
Sorry, let's just stress that. 30 seconds?
30 30 seconds.
30 seconds of a TikTok.
I don't know which way this mirrors.
30 seconds.
A 30-second
video just...
Of a trend.
You know, the one that's like, hey, we're realtors. Of course we. Or we're influencers. Of course we. Or
we're therapists.
We're therapists. Of course we. So we decided to play a little game and do... We're fat girls. Of course we. However, we took a little spin on it because we have seen quite a few we're fat girls, of course we, and while we totally identified with them, we related to them, absolutely. They were funny. We felt that a lot of them addressed a lot of trauma that we've all gone through. So we wanted to put a spin on it that made it a little bit more about the fun that we're having. And the internet did not like that.
I mean, well, some people did.
To be fair,
specifically the people who did not like it were men, ages 17 to like 45. A lot of it was men, white men, white American men, not fans of ours.
Are you okay? are you okay? We are literal strangers to you. And let's get into it.
I was going to say, oh, honey, they're not spending any time actually getting to know us.
I know. I know that none of you are going to watch this. This is for our actual people who actually care about us. So this episode is for you guys. This is for you guys because none of any of that is going to stop us.
Yeah.
It's like that scene from Ozark's like... You're going to stop me. You're going to have to. I'm not going to finish that. But none of that is going to.
Effing kill me.
Thank you. None of that is going to stop us. We're going to keep showing up here for you because regardless of loud noises and loud voices and 26-minute reaction videos to a 30-second video, we're not going to stop because we don't have to be a certain size, a certain shape, a certain gender, a certain race, a certain anything, in order to be worthy of just living our lives and having fun doing it. So yeah, we're going to share our feelings. We're going to share a little rage. We're going to do whatever we want to do. And maybe we're feeding the trolls. I don't know. I don't really care. But we are human beings and we're allowed to be human beings. We're allowed to have feelings. And this is for you guys. Who have feelings too.
Well, I think one of the things that this does make me think about is how many people might be fearful to have a presence online due to something that can be lighthearted, just being taken up by some Joe Schmo, right, as fodder for internet laughs, you know? And I think that one of the things that we have to think about is there's like a lot of different types of trolling we can get in our lives. And it happens in various different ways on the internet. And we need to get a space to talk about it because it does affect you, even if you don't want it to, even if it's momentary. But it's not without consequence, right? Like, it's not like it doesn't affect your daily life for when it happens. And one of the things I was talking about, so I teach, and one of the things I was talking about recently with my students is how words have power. And one of my students' response was, I think words only have as much power as you give it. And it's really on you to monitor your feelings about it. And one of the things I want to think about with that student, but with people in general, is that really puts all of the responsibility on the person who's being served those words, served that message, etc., as if it's all up to you and how you interpret or how you allow yourself to think about it and so on, without actually thinking that these words do have a larger consequence to, like, the narrative or our society as a whole or so on, right? So, like, the thing is, we're not getting trolled with really unique things. We're getting trolled with very common negative stereotypes of fat people, right? And that does become a mainstream narrative that people use against others. So it's not just our feelings, right? This is a real thing that then goes on and perpetuates into our lives and into the people we know.
I actually had to talk about it in therapy and ask my dietitian why everyone thinks fat people are going to die by the age of 40. I saw so much. It was the age 40 or 45. I didn't see a lot of anything else. I saw 40 and 45. You're gonna die when you're 40. You're going to die when you're 45. And all I kept saying was, I can't wait to throw a banger now.
Surprisingly, you guys, I don't know if you know this, but there are thousands of teenage and early 20s doctors on on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube. We were unaware, but the unsolicited medical advice that we were given is that we should all be dead by now. But miraculously, we're still here. And gosh, there's so many doctors online these days.
Yeah, a lot of doctors.
Wild. Absolutely wild. Maria?
Good for a second. I'm feeling she's a ramping bit up. Of rage.
She's ramping up.
So I'm gonna keep it for I feel a minute. It.
It's a white hot steam.
Yeah, it's kind
so
of
I
like
can, like, get my thoughts together.
I think, like, it's kind of like
I'm almost scared.
I know, I was gonna say, it's like right now those thoughts are going into a trash can that's, like, sitting out in the sun, and it's, like, getting steamier and steamier in there, and at some point that trash can lid's gonna burst open and Maria's gonna let that festering pool out.
Speaking of trash.
Just kidding.
Speaking
it's not going to be festering. You're like, why do you say it's festering?
And how trash cans smell. A lot of you seem to be experts on how fat women smell.
Oh my gosh.
How do you know? How do you know? If you are so repulsed by us, how do you know? How do you know? How do you have that much experience? I think you all smell very lovely. I know I smell lovely. You all smell great to me. But yeah, I think the rage is just, it's happening. It is happening as, like, we see it. We are human beings and we have feelings and we're allowed to have feelings. But yes, going back to what Rebecca said, words do have an effect on people. And not just on the four of us, but we are looking out for our community, for the people that we are putting this content out there for.
Yeah.
Because we have had some beautiful messages, some absolutely incredible messages from people that we love and people that we know and absolute strangers. And they've been incredible and they've absolutely helped to drown out all the other noise. But someone, in our circle, actually said something the other day that really kind of helped me put into words, I think, a little bit of what I was feeling. Can I say her name? I mean, we love her so much.
Well, I also feel like we're kind of dancing around it, and people who are listening to us or watching us might not fully understand what has happened because we've joked a little bit. But essentially, yes, someone made a response video to our TikTok. It was a 26-minute long video where he stopped and paused and commented on all of us and basically called us stupid, fat. We are fat, but, like, in a pejorative way, right? And
a burden on society.
Yeah, he said really negative things. And the thing is, this was a live where literally thousands of people showed up to also dunk on us.
And where so, he makes money off of the platform by objectifying other fat people. And that every is just single one of his videos. Sick,
that's his,
it's so,
that's his job.
No, but that's
a, no, I know. But like, that's literally how he's making his living.
No, I know. And that's the one thing that actually yikes. Will cause me rage.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing, I just do not understand how in this day and age we have made all of the strides that we should have been making about racism, right? With sexism, right? But like, where's the strides for the fat community?
There's still a lot of work to go in sexism.
Yeah, there is racism too.
100%. There's still a lot of work to be done culturally across the board.
But why is it still socially acceptable to dunk on fat people all the time? Why? Why is that okay?
No, he's making a living.
He's making a living. And the funny thing is that if you go, and we're not going to tag him, we're not going to anything.
No, don't go watch. Don't go give your money. Do not go watch.
But like, if you look at his channel, every single one of his videos, he has literally stalked down fat people and fat girls, right? And every single one of his videos is about a fat girl. And it's literally, Rebecca, please, when you're editing this, please put this meme up there for me because I've been talking about this meme all week. This is literally the perfect opportunity to use the mean girl meme of Regina George going, why are you so obsessed with me? Like, for someone who claims to hate us so much, that's all he does. That's all this man does is just obsess over fat people. And he sells the fear of being fat. And that's essentially what it is. And that's, I think that's the point I was getting to earlier, is that our friend, can I say her name?
Just call her V.
Our friend V, from our lovely plus group here in Charlotte. V. We love you so much. She sent us the nicest message. She also sent us that she sent us some rage. She was angry for us, but she was angry for herself too. And that's a lot of what we're feeling as well, is we're angry for us and we're angry for our community too, because the comments that we're getting, the response that we're getting, from these hateful people is continuing to perpetuate some of our worst fears that we have done the work to expel from our brains, but that have been instilled in us from a very young age, of being worthless, of taking up too much space, of being a burden, of being gross, disgusting, whatever those words are, even though they, you know, oh, they're just words, you know, sticks and stones, whatever. They're perpetuating the myth about us. And it's those words that we have worked so hard to expel from our own minds. And trust me, if you think that you're dunking on a fat girl, you can't say shit to her that she has not said to herself and 10 times worse. Mm. I promise you, because she has been conditioned by society to hate herself. And so, while again, we do have big feelings and we are allowed to have big feelings because we are human beings. Yeah, it is. You're throwing back at us what we used to fear was what society thought about us. And I think the four of us are fortunate that we have done so much work to get to a space where those words don't necessarily affect us as much as they used to. But I'm not going to sit here and lie to you guys. And I know I can't lie to you guys because you saw it. Did I cry? Yeah, I did cry.
Yeah, I actually want to talk about that. So we had, first off, the video that we had made went viral on Instagram. So we've been getting a bunch of comments, literally sometimes, I don't know, 80 in an hour. I mean, a lot. Again, primarily negative ones. The negative ones were primarily from men. And then this other longer thing happened, right? So the first was Instagram and then was this. And so what I really want to kind of hear and talk about, because we can get kind of more into other things about it, but what was it like being trolled? Like, what was all of your individual responses to it happening? Because some of us have been more public online than the others. But also at the same time, basically me and Allie are way more public on the internet than those two are. But at the same time,
you
the others.
Even me and Allie have said, like, we haven't been trolled like that before, you know? And so I do think it's important to like acknowledge that we all respond and deal with it differently. So I am curious kind of how you responded to it.
I think that's a really great question.
Yeah.
I want to hear Maria's answer.
Sure. So I had a plethora of emotions all at once. It went from go fuck yourself to I'm going to flip over this table to I swear if they say one more thing about the people I love, I will hunt them down. And yes, my little FBI agent was working OT all week, but I don't really care because, like, people tell us we're so mad, we're so angry all the time. This is why. This is the righteous anger that we all feel and that lives inside of us. It's not just we woke up mad. It's people push and they poke and they pick and then they wonder why we break. And that shows up in so many different ways, whether it's the crying because you're so angry that you can't get your words out, or it's you just completely shut down, or it's having to like hide yourself away and just be alone. Or it's flipping over this fucking table. And you just expect us not to have a reaction. Because when we react, no.
Why
you
are fat girls so angry?
Why are fat girls so angry? Mm-hmm. Oh my god, can't you take a joke?
God, you're so rude.
Bitch, my whole life has been a joke to you. And I'm done.
Yeah, so, we're not the punchline. And we're not going to be the punchline.
And I'm just so over it. I'm so over it. I normally don't swear this much, but I feel like there's a time and a place for swearing, and it's when you need to get across your point really nail it home. And so my point is people need to stop saying mean things about my friends.
And about you.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And about me, but I can take it. I can take it. I shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
But I can. But when you say things about the people I love, it's a different kind of rage, and it's not okay, especially for like lived experiences versus something you've never experienced and to have an opinion on it. No, no.
Yeah, I
like, I don't know how much we want to get into about the things that were said, but when you take away somebody's actual lived experiences and try to gaslight them into a life that they didn't have, or try to reframe something in a way to fit your narrative, no. That's where we draw the line.
Well, that's
we're done.
It's such falsehoods, right? Because they, again, it's a 30-second video. How much can this person actually know about us?
Right.
But it doesn't matter because our body is going to tell them all that they feel they need to know.
Right.
And so it feels on one hand, like my response was, my, you know, first I'm kind of like, we woke up and I found out in the morning, right? So I am trying to have a productive day. And I'm trying to go do all the things that I'm responsible for. It was a day that I needed to go in and teach. I have to be there of, like, be present and focused with my students, with my job. And at first, I was like, I just don't even want to see it. Like, I understand it's happening. I can't. Like, I cannot give it my mental attention. But it's really hard to know that people are saying things about you online or that they're doing stuff with your friends or whatever, and not eventually get curious about what is on there, right? So after a while, I was like, okay, send me the link. And I had already been seeing the comments on Instagram. And I will say my first response with the comments on Instagram was to start yelling back. And I was like, stop feeding the trolls. And then Allie went and fed the trolls for days, okay? But
and if any of you are watching this, a lot of you have personal info tagged in your bios. I just need you to know that.
Yeah. It's amazing how bold someone is with their employer tagged. I'm like,
your employer's tagged in your bio.
Sir. But anyways.
It blows my mind how many people just think it's okay to say these things online.
Yeah.
Like, you would never say this to my face.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Never.
Never.
So then later in the day, I was like, okay, send me the link. And I start watching the video. Now, again, because he is... very obviously, he just has this one view of who a fat person is. I start listening. I'm like, garbage. All right. Like, total garbage. Sad that he makes his living this way. But what got me was in the comments, it was obvious that some of the people who are watching and responding to his video have followed me in some capacity. So they knew some of my history. They've known that I had weight loss surgery. They were talking about, like, shame on her. She's had weight loss surgery. How is she celebrating fatness? And I'm like, I'm still fat. And, like, it was, I think that was harder for me because then I'm like, okay, these people have seen something about me besides this. They seem to have some sense of who I am as a person, and they are still okay taking in commentary about me that's so negative and joining in on it. And I think that was harder for me than Joe Schmo talking about me. And I was like, ooh, what? I didn't have an emotional reaction. I don't like to feel my feelings. I don't like to feel my feelings. But I was distracted all day, you know? And I think that that bothers me. It bothers me that it took my attention and focus. It bothers me that I felt anxiety about it because who knew where I was going to go? I saw how much the viral Instagram had gone. And it did feel like that robbed me of something. It robbed me of my attention that day with my students. It robbed me of just peace of mind. Yeah, and so that annoyed me. And yet I know, like, this is just the beginning. This is just beginning. You know, if you're going to be... I talked to them about, like, why has this not happened in the past? I think it's because I just posted pictures of myself online. I haven't really, like, put out a bunch of fat acceptance messaging in it. Or put out content where I'm actively talking about fat bodies. You know, I'm talking about myself, but I'm maybe not using the word fat. And I think that's what really pissed him off, is that we were not feeling ashamed about being fat.
And that's where I, that's where my immediate reaction was to react. I immediately felt rage. The crying didn't come until actually yesterday. I think it was just like a full, it had been like 2 weeks of the viral Instagram reel and then this video, and it was just everything kind of piled on top of it. And then also just being very acutely aware of my friends' feelings and how everybody was doing as a group. And my immediate reaction was, I want to defend my friends. So everything that was said about Maria, everything that was said about Alyssa, everything that was said about Rebecca, I'm like, well, no, you have this wrong, you have this wrong. And of course, they don't care. They don't care. Like, exactly like you said, I would be wasting every single second that I would spend defending you guys because they don't care. All they care is about their narrative of fat is bad and this whatever should be they're selling is
performing
good,
shame.
Right? And so it's so eye-opening to me because their biggest issue with us is not actually that we're fat. It's that we're not ashamed to be fat. It's that they can't make us hate ourselves. And trust me, I wasted a lot of my life hating myself and thinking I could hate myself smaller, thinking I could hate myself happier, all of these things. And now that I've done the work to realize, like, I can already grab happiness. I don't have to wait until I'm in a different body. I don't have to wait until I'm in a different status in life, like, whatever. I don't have to wait for the weight, that I can be happy right now. There are people both outside of our community and, unfortunately, I don't want to necessarily say in our community because I don't think that they see themselves that way. But there are people of all shapes and sizes who don't agree with us, that feel that we should be ashamed, and that we should, that we shouldn't be promoting any kind of joy, because what they see is, oh, you're just promoting being fat. You want people to be fat. Mm. We just want people to be happy.
It's like you're not allowed. It's not the same, but one of the things I thought about is, like, when people get mad, there's, like, a gay couple on TV, and they're like, oh, they're shoving it in our faces, you know, and I'm like, it's almost like we're shoving our fatness in their faces.
It's like, if we
hid away, if we did not put ourselves out there, it'd be okay.
Yeah.
But because we dare.
Exactly.
No, that wouldn't be okay public, either. Because then why aren't you out trying to lose the weight? Why aren't you trying to do anything?
They just wouldn't.
But then if you also try and do those things,
there's no pleasing them.
Pointing and laughing and whatever else.
Yeah.
There's no winning. Period.
Period.
So that's where I got to the climax for me was the emotional Ayo. Just like of like everything. And then I also did I felt really bad because I sent Rebecca the link in our group chat, and I am extremely protective of you.
I was going to say that.
And we know that. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that, and I'll let you talk about that. But then I was very hard on myself. Because, yes, Rebecca and I have been doing this for a while, so we're used to being a little bit more in the public eye, I guess, or at least in the internet's public eye, I don't know. And we also know that Maria, even being, you know, sunshine and rainbow, she has this white hot rage behind those pretty eyes of hers. And like, we know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, like, she will hurt someone. I think we all just have this, like, very much like, Alyssa's so new to this and so new to the internet, and like, we must protect her at all costs. So I was very much like, oh my God, I have failed. I have failed as your protector.
Aww.
I'm so sorry.
No, I mean, for me, I would definitely want to, like, speaking to the experience, right? Answering Rebecca's original question. The first thing I wanted to say was, I am surrounded by three warriors who, at the slightest negative comment, have been jumping in and deleting and trolling and responding, and I very much have felt protected from a majority of it. I think, too, you know, for me, seeing an Instagram comment of telling me that, like, I'm fat or and I'm ugly, I'm gonna die, and all, I'm like, oh, okay. Right? Someone was like, what does your doctor think of this? And I was like, want me to add her? Like, shout out Dr. Everett, like, she's my girl. You know, like, me and her are Instagram friends. I'll tag her in right now. Ask her yourself, you know? So I think there was a level to those where I was like, you have no effect, right? It's a delete and move on. The day the 26-minute video came out, genius idea, by the way. I don't know if I gave everyone enough credit, but the girls had created a second group chat. That's it was Maria. Idea. I love it. Maria created a second group chat called FFF Frustrations, and it's for the four Fab Fatties Frustrations. And it was the place where if negative comment came out and you needed to rage about it, talk about it, it was in that group chat. So it wasn't popping up in the main group. Now, what an amazing concept. And if I would have taken more than 5 seconds to just open it up when I was at work and read the group chat backwards, I would have understood the YouTube link I was clicking on. But alas, I am dyslexic, and for some reason... I like to read backwards too.
I love that about you.
I opened the link at work and I watched until he got to me. I let him say a couple things about me and I said, I think we're done here. And as I close out the link, I had a couple coworkers walking down the hallway. And they looked at me and I just went, someone just posted a 26-minute video just fat shaming us. And it must have been what I said, how I said it, but all of us just stood there with our jaws open and like at a complete loss of words. We just stood there in silence. Like they did not know what to say. I did not know what to say. Frankly, I don't know why I shared it. I just was literally like in a state of shock. Mm-hmm. We processed it a little bit together. And I think, one of the girls said, you know, you're doing something right if you're already having people holler like that. And I said, ooh, I like that. I'm going to hold on to it. So I ended up leaving work just to give myself some time and space. I created the video that we uploaded to our page, my little reaction. And I think by Friday morning, I had therapy and I talked about it in therapy. And I think by the time I had processed it, I was like, I already gave this man enough time, right? Like, I think what helped me move on so quickly from it was the fact that it was just lies, right? Mm-hmm. Like, even down to, like, the leftovers Maria were carrying in that video, we staged it. She carried all of our leftovers so she could say we're fat girls. Of course we order enough to have leftovers. She carried our leftovers.
Not only that, But they didn't care what was in the box.
No, I know!
What was in the box?
Right. No, they acted like it was like three full meals too. And I'm like, girl, there was one of mine just had some french fries. Like,
literally somebody commented, you know those aren't leftovers. She's going to have that for dinner.
That's
what leftovers are. They're for later.
I don't think you know how leftovers work.
No, literally though. And then he said about me, like, that I, of course I'm learning to honor my hunger cues. And he's like, hunger cues? What do you think? You ate yourself to being this fat. And I just said, Lord, if you knew me and my doctors, they would not agree.
And that's where, like, I don't mean to interrupt you, but, like, and that's where I'm struggling even while we're talking through this, because we still are feeling like we have to explain ourselves.
Yeah, you're
we have
so
to
right.
explain
right.
that we gave Maria all of our leftover boxes. We have to explain that when Alyssa says she's learning to honor her hunger cues, I'm sorry, trigger warning, but Alyssa is literally in eating disorder recovery. Like, she is truly learning that she has to eat, that she needs to eat three meals a day. Like, she needs to eat more. And so, but the fact is that it's sad that we're sitting here talking to you guys who we know are not those people, but we're still defending ourselves because we can get riled up by this. This can affect us, and we don't want to sit here and pretend like it can't.
I have a question.
Yeah.
We definitely have talked about feelings in the response, but what I think I would like to know now that it has happened and we processed as a group last night and we're talking through it now. Did you learn anything from this happening? Did it change anything for you? Do you feel different about what we're doing based off of what happened?
Maybe just want to do it 10 times more. It did. Because I don't... This for me is not just, I want to have a podcast with my friends and show people that fat people can have fun and happy lives too. This to me is so much bigger than that. And this to me is, I want to show everybody that fat people are human beings too. Mm-hmm. And we deserve the common decency and respect that everybody else seems to get. And that for some reason, it is still socially acceptable to publicly mock and ridicule and say the most disgusting things about fat people, and it's okay. And you can just show up at your job the next day. You can show up at your family gatherings. You can have a YouTube channel and make money off of it. And I think that's disgusting. And for me, it just makes me want to do this 10 times more and keep going. And that's making my fire burn brighter, because this can't be okay anymore. It can't. We deserve every common decency, every human decency as everybody else.
And I think the problem is that common decency and everything is given freely to them. Mm. And it constantly feels like we have to earn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's not right.
Yeah. I think one of the things for me is, you know, what brings me fulfillment, what makes me feel good about myself, and what makes me feel good about my life, what makes me feel like I'm living a life well lived, is being a place of positivity, support, openness, acceptance. And it made me think about the community he's cultivating and how threatening our community is to people. Mm-hmm. And it made me just remember again that, like, sometimes I forget that we do face, I mean, I know we faced bias and such, but most people in my daily life are pretty nice to me. So sometimes I forget, you know, how strong these feelings are, because a lot of people aren't brave enough to say it to our face, right? And then I think, damn, like, it is so important to have spaces for us, by us, where we can let down our guard, where we can peacefully exist. And, you know, I've done some of that work with Charlotte Plus, with Maria, since we started it. But I think I've carved out for myself, and this podcast is just another way to make it, yeah, it's a place that I can feel safe in and comfortable in, but also give another place for people to land and have these conversations and have these understandings. And that's I feel like I can lay my head down at night feeling really good about how I'm contributing to the world. And that's just, it kind of reiterated that mission for me, if we think about it that way.
I was weirdly inspired. not to take his products and to lose the weight.
No. If you need water. Oh,
okay. I think after the emotion settled and I said, and the shock was big for me. especially because, like, yeah, you guys have large followings, but our 4FabFatties Instagram page is like still under 1,000. Mm-hmm. So it felt like a very large, aggressive reaction for such a small page. And when I sat with that, I said, oh, are you feeling uncomfortable?
You mad, bro?
Are you feeling...
Oh, we got you feeling big mad.
are you feeling threatened by a 30-second TikTok? I mean, I wonder how you're going to feel when we start doing more.
Yeah.
So I think a little bit of me was like, all right, bet. All right, bet. You ready to go play? Let's play. You want to tussle? Let's tussle. Right? Like, yeah. You keep going. If that's the platform and that's the life you want to live and that's the message you want to spread, I'll see you at the finish line, bro. Good luck. Good luck.
But let's think about it this way. Like, say when I do die, not at 40.
You need to raise your voice there.
Not at 40. I will be so happy to have left a legacy that was filled with love, filled with reminding everyone that they're worthy as they are, that they don't have to change, that they're welcome, they can sit with us. You don't have to be different, you don't have to do anything, you can just be. And I can rest happily knowing that. Like, you think I'm pathetic? Yikes. Like,
here's me.
We're operating on different value systems here. Yeah.
Frequencies.
No, really though, we are not spreading a message of hate. For those of you who will listen next week,
stay tuned
for our Ozempic episode.
She nailed it.
I was struggling with that word. For those of you who watch next week, I think you'll even see in that message how careful we were at making sure people don't feel judged and ostracized. And I mean, any negative feelings towards us, right? We tried to be genuine to how we feel while respecting everyone's boundaries. I just think we're sending a very, very different message.
Because we're trying to be so inclusive.
Yes.
We're trying to create the most safe space and the biggest safe space that we possibly can so that people feel like, come on in, the water's fine, so that we can, as delicately as we possibly can, tackle these hard issues, but let people know that it's still safe to sit with us.
Oh.
Well, I think the biggest part of that, and I mean, immediately... We care about feelings.
Yeah.
So, we're not going to fuck your feelings, because we care about your feelings.
Yeah, notice how we also didn't say anything nasty about this person?
Like, I mean, I can.
I know, but we talked about how we don't like what they're doing for a living, and we think that's
But we're not cool, talking about his appearance.
We never attacked his appearance.
Anything. I'm going to share something personal. I also, in the midst of all of these comments and this video and everything, we all collectively have had a rough week outside of our internet lives. There's been a lot going on, and I was at a funeral this week for a dear family member, and and something really, really, really stood out to me that I think I'll take with me for the rest of my life. everybody had a chance to kind of stand up, or everybody who wanted to had a chance to kind of stand up and just speak fond memories of him and tell their stories of him. And the biggest takeaway was that everybody who stood up talked about how he made them feel about at the end of the day, whether he got things right or wrong, it was his legacy is how he made people feel. And I think ultimately that will be ours. That will be our legacy, is we care so much about how people feel and how we make people feel and how people feel when they're around us. And I just think, that for someone to be so filled with hate, that's what they try to instill in people. I feel so sad for him. I feel so sad for that guy. But I'm gonna choose to live my life like my cousin, who I just lost, and because that is what I truly care about, is how people feel when they're around me.
Yeah. I think one of the things I had to do after all this is kind of look at myself and say, you get to continue being you. Your life continues as normal. You get to hug your dog and kiss your dog and keep on going. That this is not something that actually stops you. And that's what he wants. He wants us to stop. He wants there to not be people positively, proudly, joyfully existing as fat people online. And it is dehumanizing. Marie keeps saying, putting the human back in humanity, right? Mm-hmm. So truly recognizing that fat people are full humans with loved ones, goals, lives, dreams, feelings.
This can stop.
Doesn't want to be touched. Boundaries. And you know, whenever we do encounter people online who want to deny us that, kind of building some coping mechanisms to dealing with it, because unfortunately we don't get to shut them down, right? Like freedom of speech exists. It shockingly doesn't fall under harassment claims. But
we tried.
I tried multiple times, actually.
And so, you know, what are the coping mechanisms? How do you deal? How do we deal with trolls?
We will find your moms. And we will tell them.
We will take revenge.
I'm going to tell my mom.
I'm going to tell your mom. Don't find
my
her.
Mom is going to call your mom.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, that cracked me up so badly, because you always touch us when we're upset and then you're like, get the fudge off me.
It's so true though.
I grew up with a mom who flinches when you touch her, so I'm just know that it's like I can take a little bit and it's like, all right, I'm done. Yeah.
So I think all of this has just reminded me that misery truly does love company. If they see people even living with a little bit of joy, that's when they want to attack, because they're not happy people. And so that honestly just makes me feel bad for them. It's another reminder that you can't hate your way to a better future or a better tomorrow. Like, I honestly wholeheartedly believe that if there's going to be any change in the world, it's going to come from loving, and like truly loving. And that means yourself, your friends, your neighbors, just realizing that each of us has our own very unique story, and that life is hard enough on its own. Mm. And I don't want to be the thing that breaks someone.
Yeah.
Because you never know what somebody is going through. Yeah, so you never know what somebody is going through. You never know you know, how close they are to the edge. I know as fat people, there's a lot of like stigma that like a lot of us have depression and anxiety and all these things. And guess what? You're right.
A lot of people have depression and anxiety.
Right. And a lot of, I'm like, a lot of everyone does.
Yeah.
But I think when there's just so much pressure to change literally everything about yourself, that you're not worthy as you are, that you don't deserve to exist, you don't deserve this decency because of how you look. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why wouldn't I be depressed? Like, what? Like, that's insanity to think that some of us wouldn't have those struggles. And I just, one of the things that kind of makes it all worthwhile is knowing that because I've had those struggles, that I can empathize with people. Mm-hmm. I can relate to them. I can remember that, yikes, those words were harsh. What's behind it? And even though this man was so vile, so disgusting, I understand that he's making a living. And I understand that this is what he does. This is how he lives. He doesn't see it as being wrong because it's money to him. And as much as I feel sad for him, I don't hate him. Like, I wish he would find an actual job. You know, one that doesn't involve just terrorizing the internet.
I was gonna say, hate baiting is a thing. Selling, you know, people get into the hate baiting content.
That's gross, though. Like, it is. Like, why would you want that for your life? And what a legacy to leave, as I said. So, yeah.
I didn't know better. You said, right? Like, sorry. That, no, what? That was an inside thought that came out.
No, put it out there.
Why would people want that for themselves? I didn't know that there was something else.
Right.
I bought into it because...
Right.
That's...
And I think all of us at this table have at one point, right, throughout our lives.
But I actually think that's like... That, at the end of the day, is like really why we're doing this. Because there is another way.
Right.
Like, there's another life. You actually don't have to hate yourself.
And I'm all for wanting to change. Like, you can do these... Like, if you truly want to pursue whatever, I don't care what it is, you can do that without hating yourself. You can take small steps towards whatever goal without thinking you're a piece of trash, without feeling unworthy, without feeling like you can't go take the plane ride somewhere because you're afraid to sit next to somebody,
yeah,
or without putting on the bikini because you're afraid. You can live.
And being fat does not necessitate that you must have a goal.
No.
To be smaller.
No.
But it really feels like that they feel like unless we are actively pursuing that at all times, we are unworthy, whatever, unacceptable.
You can't. The narrative of you can't dream bigger unless you're dreaming smaller first.
Yeah.
And we're refusing to carry that on.
Yeah, we are.
And we're refusing to be sorry for that.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry.
Peace, love, and rock and roll.
I do.
With peace and love. No thanks.
I do want
to. Rock and roll?
With peace and love. No thank you. No, to him.
Oh, yeah.
You not to rock and roll.
I was so confused. I was like,
we love rock and roll. We do. I want to go back just quickly to one of your points. Because it was also something that I talked about this past week, about how, you know, we've seen so much also in the last week of this whole gaslighting thing of constantly.
Where are you going?
My leg is actually dying from trying to sit like that.
That's fair. of this whole, oh, fat people are so depressed, fat people are so angry, fat people are so this. If people would have to consider that, again, fat people have their whole lives been told, you're not good enough, you're a problem, this is a problem, you need to fix yourself. But then to get bombarded with thousands of messages and or comments and a 26-minute video, whatever, and then to turn around and say, why are fat girls so angry? Why are fat girls so angry? That is just so disgusting to me. But it was something that I wound up, I was talking with my aunt last week, and it was actually about a completely different topic, but I think it actually applies to us too, is that they will tell you that we are the bomb, right? That we are the ticking time bomb, that we're just, fat girls are so angry and they're rude and they're, God, why are you so, you need to chill. Like, why are you so defensive? Why are you so this? They will tell you that we are the bomb. But what they'll never, ever, ever admit is that our whole lives, society has been lighting that fuse. I just want you to think about that.
I think that's a really good way to wrap it, too. Mm-hmm.
We're fat.
I'm sorry. Did you remember that? Well, no, I guess I was thinking... I think that could be the ending. I guess kind of like, what is the takeaway for our audience who is not the people leaving these comments?
Ooh.
You know?
That we're going to keep champion and we're going to keep our heads down and doing the work. And we want you to join us.
And I remember, I've been thinking about this whole time. If you're not part of the fat community, but you also don't agree with someone who would make a 26-minute video about us, be our ally. Be our ally. Because I've had people comment to me. I've had people to my face say, why do you post about being fat all the time? Why do you make so much noise about being fat, about fat people, whatever? Why is it such a big deal? Because we got thousands of vile, disgusting comments. Because we got a 26-minute video in response to a 30-second reel. Because you don't see it out loud. Because they're cowards behind their keyboards. So just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not there. So if you're not part of our fat community, be our allies. It's not okay. And we're gonna keep going. So make as many fucking videos about us as you want. Leave as many terrible comments. And get mad at us for deleting your comments. It's our space. We get to decide who stays in it. I was gonna put up two very big middle fingers, but I'm not gonna do that.
Yell into the void all you want, my friends.
I think for people listening, I hope they take away that you won't be able to do anything right. So do what feels right to you.
Yes.
That was well said.
Thank you. Yep. Because you know what? We're fat.
We're fab.
We're four.
We're friends.
And we're sticking around. So we're not hang going in there. Because we're here for the
at
long haul.
At least until we're 40. So.
Got at least 5 years.
Hate to break it to you.
So. TikTok talk, it's time to end.
But guess what? If we do only live to 40, what a beautiful life we've led.
What a beautiful life.
And what a wonderful legacy we've left of love and inclusion. And sit with us.
You can sit with us.
Bye.
Bye.